Hello, Team San Juan Regional Medical Center. Thank you for tuning into this podcast. My name is Cole Stoneman, certified financial planner, and I'm here today to discuss baby steps to financial wellness. It has been my pleasure to have rubbed shoulders and counseled together with hundreds of San Juan Regional Medical Center employees over these past 8 years. In particular, it's been wonderful to see employees go from struggling with understanding their finances and how to get out of debt to prospering and feeling confident about their financial future. Just this past week, I spoke with a former San Juan Regional Medical Center employee who was about to file bankruptcy 5 years ago. We worked to understand where they were at, corrected what got them to that point, and they worked and sacrificed as a couple to get out of the talk of bankruptcy to now thinking of retirement and dreaming about their next phase of life. Wherever you're at in your journey to financial freedom, I know you'll be able to take some of these tips and apply them to your life. Let's get started. For many of you who have followed the Dave Ramsey Baby Step Program, a lot of these steps will look familiar to you. However, I added a couple steps and let's see if you can catch it. Step one, save $1,000 in an emergency fund. Some 26% of Americans are unable to cover an unexpected $1,000 bill. First step, pretty simple, create that $1,000 emergency fund. Second step, save at least 8% into the 403b plan. If I were to tell you, I can promise you a 50% rate of return on your money, you don't have to invest the money, but you'll receive a 50% rate of return, most of you would want to invest. And that's exactly what is happening when you do contribute in the 403b plan with San Juan Regional Medical Center. It is free money that they're giving to you to help retire. Again, how the match works, if you contribute 8%, they'll contribute 4%. If you contribute 6%, they'll do 3%. If you contribute 10%, however, they're still going to only contribute the 4%. So the magic number is save at least 8%. If you can't get there, try to just incrementally get there. You won't miss the money. Maybe start with 2% or 4%, whatever you can afford. Try to go up each year so that you can at least get to the 8%. So step three, pay off all debt minus your house. Now, this step has some baby steps inside of it, or rather, I guess, more tips than baby steps. One of those tips when you're trying to get out of debt is live beneath your means. Pretty simple. Don't spend more money than you're making. Another tip, pay off your credit card in full each month. It can be automatic, but make sure that it does get paid off each month. Third little tip, don't keep up with the Joneses. Keep your head down and focus on the long-term goals that you and maybe your partner or spouse are trying to create together. Another quick little tip, don't pay for a new car. I know that's a little tougher these days because used car prices have gone up, and they're almost equal to new cars. But the idea here is just find something that's reliable, affordable. And quick story on that. My little boys love cars. And the other day they were driving with one of their friends in our car and a Lamborghini pulled up next to us. My boys went nuts. I heard one of them say, "This guy must be rich." And the friend chimed in and wisely said, "They are either really rich or in a lot of debt." And I couldn't have said it any better. There are some other tips that we can go through, but just for our third little baby step that we have, pay off all your debt minus your house. Step four, save 3 to 6 months of expenses in a fully funded emergency fund. If you're single, if you're a single earner, save 8 to 12 months. That would be the requirement. So step four, save 3 to 6 months of expenses. If you're a double income earner household, if you're a single earner household, it needs to be about 8 to 12 months. Step five, save 20% into retirement. We already know that you are saving 8% because you are getting all the free money from the hospital. You've already done baby step two. Now it's time to take it to another level. You've gotten out of the debt. You have your house still, but now we really need to start saving. Utilize Roth IRA accounts or other tax favorable investments. Roth IRA accounts or Roth 403b accounts is where your money will grow tax-free. And when you take that money out in retirement, that money will also be tax-free. If you make too much money, there are still ways to save in Roth accounts. So send me an email if you have any questions on those. Step six, save for children's college. This can be done through putting it into savings, putting into a 529 plan, Or one of my favorite investments is putting into an I-bond, which the interest can be tax-free if you use it for college expenses. It's currently paying 9.62%. It's tied to inflation. So as long as inflation is high, this is a great investment to save for your kids' college expenses, especially if they're 12 to 18, just about to enter into college. Step 7, pay off your mortgage early. Out of the hundreds of clients that I've worked with and that have paid off their mortgage early, not one has ever regretted doing it. One little trick, make a bi-monthly payment if your lender will allow, and make an additional payment a year on top of that. And you'll watch that amount of interest go down substantially. Step 8, give. Personally, I think that this step should come in maybe 1, 2, or 3. But as I've seen people give either a dollar amount or a percentage of their income, they have a better psychological, emotional, and behavioral relationship with money and debt. If you haven't already, find a way to give, even if it's just a small amount to an organization that needs your support, maybe that you believe in. Maybe it's an organization that helped you at some point in your life. But one of those, that last step, maybe you can push that up to maybe step 1, 2, or 3, but do make sure that you do give. So we have 8 steps. Let me review. Step 1, save $1,000. Step 2, invest 8% into your 403b account. Get that 50% rate of return. Step 3, pay off all your debt minus the house. Step 4, save 3 to 6 months of expenses in a fully funded emergency fund. If you're a single earner household, then 8 to 12 months is required. Step 5, save at least 20% in some kind of tax favorable investment. Step 6, save for children's college. Step 7, pay off your mortgage early. And step 8, give. Lastly, a word on the markets. There's some volatility that's been happening this year. The market is starting to get cheaper and cheaper by the day. And I guess this is just a nice way of saying that the market is going down. But really, if you find yourself wanting to get out of investments and run for the hills, then do the opposite. Start buying into a cheap market right now. Every 2 weeks when you get paid, money is going into your 403b account and you're buying on sell. Maybe get more aggressive. Maybe try to increase how much you're contributing. This is true especially if your retirement is a long ways off. I hope you've enjoyed these financial steps. You can do it. Until next time, this is Cole Stoneman. Thank you.